When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this historic day in New York sports. My favorite thing about this, BT, is it's not only getting the star player that the Mets have lacked and needed, not only the big-time move from King Cullen, not only even stealing him away from the Yankees in the process, it's also the attitude of said player. Like, this is not just, and we could, and you have nitpicked, you know, whether it's a generational talent or whatever it may be. Like, we understand what Juan Soto is as a player. Everybody understands that. What, to me, makes him so unique and special, and something that I've loved from him every time I saw him with the Nationals or in the postseason in 2019, or obviously with the Yankees this year, this dude, like, we talk about the sackometer or whatever that we had here, off the charts. Like, there's nothing that intimidates Juan Soto, alpha male to the highest of degrees, not going to be intimidated by anybody. He's obviously succeeded in the postseason, World Series, New York, postseason in New York, like all these different things. And now he's going to have the burden of living up to that contract and being the guy for the Mets, the first guy to raise that World Series trophy for them in almost 40 years, and to do it in a town where he just spurned the big bad Yankees. Like, Juan Soto essentially spit in the Yankees' face to go to the Mets. That's never happened before, but if there's any player that's ever walked the face of the earth who could handle something like that, to me, it's this guy.
He's built for anything. You know, he's got very short memory. He's got incredible flair, incredible mechanics, incredibly slow heartbeat, incredible physical tools. You name it, he's got it. I think that, and we mentioned it a few times in all the conversations we've had, but it was very low on the list. Like, we would kind of throw it in there as a checkpoint. They really delve too deeply into it. I want to throw this back to you. Like, we would say, is it more important for him to be the man? Remember we'd say, but that wasn't primary.
We didn't know, right.
That, like, hey, money first, and maybe the ballpark in which he hits, or Judge protection behind him, or maybe Cohen over how, whatever. It was a reference point, but we didn't explore it too often. Do you think at the end of the day that he just desired to, I want to say, get away from Judge's shadow? Because I think he loved playing with and you know, working with Aaron Judge. But you think that was part of it?
I don't know, BT, but do the math, right? If he's got that person, like, Juan Soto's personality to me screams, I want to be the man.
Yeah.
And I think where others would run from it, even though they take the most money, and look, first and foremost, I do think this is about the bottom dollar. I think that's first and foremost. I think the Cohen direction and selling Juan whatever he wants to hear and what he could do for him, which is all legitimate, I believe, I think that plays a factor. But I also do think Soto relishes it with the opportunity to be the guy and take an otherwise secondary franchise to be the primary franchise, even in this town with the big bad New York Yankees. So I would guess that it is a factor. I don't know that because I don't know him personally.
Yeah, sure, sure.
But if there was ever an educated guess to be had on this, wouldn't you think his personality screams that you want to be the alpha male?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't know. Now, on the field, yes. Do I think he wants to be the central voice of a team? I don't know. And with the Mets, he doesn't have to be. I think that Lindor's still going to be that guy. You know, Lindor has really grown into a really good leader. You know, I was thinking about this last night. Sal asked me before, if you missed anything, guys, free Odyssey app, check it out. Rewind, get up to speed, and we'll get back to these calls. But Sal asked me how I heard, and I was laying in bed, and I put out one tweet. I didn't jump into it. I saved it for the show. But I was thinking about this, like, you know, think about down the road. I know we can opt out after 5 years, and the Mets can prevent them like the Yankees could have prevented Gerrit Cole, giving him extra money, whatever, blah, 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 make it up to $800 million. So there is a, if the Mets want him to stay, he's going nowhere. But think about how odd that's going to look in 20 or 25 or 30 years, all these seasons of Juan Soto, and at the age of 25, one outlier season with the Yankees where he had the most home runs he ever hit, is top three in the MVP, tied his career high for RBIs, went to the World Series, was an absolute beast in October, and he's just one and done.
Man, that's a
How
great,
weird is that going to look?
It's a great point. I never even thought about that. That is going to look very
weird.
Wow,
right?
Right, and in 15 years, Juan Soto was, like, imagine a 15-year-old, somebody who's just born
That's what
now,
I'm saying, really,
yeah,
more
right.
so, yeah.
When they look back, Juan Soto was a Yankee? Well, yeah, not only was he a Yankee, he had a great year. Before the Mets came in, tuck him away! Paul is calling from Colts Neck, New Jersey. What's up, Paul?
BT, let me just set you back on your heels a little bit and put a little cold water on this for Mets fans. He didn't want to play under Judge's shadow. He couldn't be the second best player on a team, which he was. Now, he's the second best player in New York. He can use that $750 million to go get a defensive defensive coach to help him play right field because he's a complete butcher. I love the player, but I can't respect a guy who couldn't be number two on a great team that has a great lineage to go play for an organization that's an Indian burial ground. Koreas go to die in Queens. Plain and simple.
Paul, I think you're living in the past, brother. You got to get up with the times. Queens the place to be. Queens the place to be.
Dude, you have a terrible road going forward.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta, you have a
There's a big difference.
You're going to beat the Royals, the Indians, and the Twins.
That's great. Paul,
you're going nowhere.
Paul, there's a big difference between you and I today. Do you know what it is? I'm smiling.
You're putting too much into this.
You got one player
for $750 million of $1 billion.
So what? The owner's rich.
In a league where you're really still a top of the teams, you said, you're not close to the Dodgers. You know that. Sal, are you close to the Dodgers right now?
I don't think anybody's close to the Dodgers. They're closer.
What about the Yankees?
They're closer, and thank you for the call, Paul. You said Soto's the second best player in town, which I'm going to disagree with because I value postseason, and we all know about Aaron Judge. But overall, you can't argue. And by the way, you could also look at the age, too. Aaron Judge is 33. I mean, Juan Soto will still be in his prime, and Judge may be retired by then, so you don't know. But what I will say definitively is, even if Soto's the second best player in town, Hal and the Yankees, they're the second best owners in town. Steve Cohen won this. You give him his victory. That's it.
And that's what I have. What I'm more concerned about big picture is who's the second best team in town. The second best player, second best owner. But that's the conversation. It's going to get shaped that way when we figure out what other moves these teams make. Last year, the Yankees were the better team. You know, they went further. Historically, the Yankees are the better team. The Mets took the Yankees' second best player, who is a generational type of hitter. I've just pushed back on the term generational player, and I try to make it more specific as a hitter, which he clearly is. Just go to Baseball Savant. Basically, everything is 98, 99 percentile. I mean, even stats that even a stat head might not even know. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's done offensively. But I don't think this is the day. Do what you want, Yankee fans. I don't think this is the day to try to wiggle out of this.
I think
you got to take it on the chin.
You got to take the L.
You got to take the L today. You have to.
It's the first time in history that the Yankees have taken an L like this from the Mets.
Are you surprised by disposition today?
No, I think that's the right disposition.
But are you surprised? Before the show coming in, you're like, is BT going to be, is it going to be pushing back? Oh, I didn't want him. Or is it going to be combative? Or is it going to, does it surprise you? that this is my take. This
maybe,
is my reaction.
Maybe a little, but we've been here before. I forget what specifically, but you've taken the same tone after some. Maybe it was something with the Jets. I don't remember. But
yeah.
I'm not overly surprised in the year plus that we worked with. But I think this is the right, for me, it's the right thing. And by the way, we agreed that, like, as far as the results go, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean the Mets are going to be better than the Yankees, talking about on the field. Like, that's what the Mets have to do. They have to have sustained success. They've had better teams than the Yankees in years past. They've gone to World Series, too. They've won a World Series. I mean, you're going back 40 years, but whatever it may be, the Mets have had better teams. This is different. I don't, like, how else are you going to combat this? You can't. This is an L that... Sometimes the loss is so big you just can't fight it. This is this.
Yeah, I think one way that some Yankee fans, and again, this is their prerogative, I think one way they're fighting this is, again, reaching for the history, the championships, the little brother. To me, that's not even, you don't bring that up today.
Right.
I mean, it's not the day to reach for that. You got to stand there, you got to take it.
But somewhere deep down, I know you've been dented.
I mean, he is a phenomenal hitter and a phenomenal showman. And I'm not stunned because it was never 100% Yankees. I think I capped out at 90 during the season, then I dipped, and I think last week I went up to 70%. So you're at 70% a week ago. I'm not stunned that he left the Yankees. But there's a dent. Absolutely.
What time do you want to retire Stevie P, the philanthropist?
Oh, yeah. I guess there's a couple things we got to retire.
We're going to coordinate. We may have had the coordination at 12 o'clock. It's not over yet, BT. You might, by the end of the show, the goal is to get you to hate me.
Nah, dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
Listen, I am sincerely, this is a very odd emotion for me to juggle right now because you took our guy, literally. But I'm able to compartmentalize that somehow, probably because I'm older, like years ago, I don't think I'd be doing this. And actually feel joy for the Met fan because I understand what the Met, my dad, I told my dad's one, you know the story.
Right, yeah.
Watched Cotter's Corner as a kid. Yeah. I mean, horrendous teams, doormats, just, I mean, this is a shifting day in the history of New York sports. And for me not to accept that and understand that, just wouldn't be doing my job. Weak.
Marty is calling from Park Slope. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Mart.
Hey. Hi, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a Yankee fan that woke up with two shiners below both eyes. But I thought I was tough for 2 minutes, and I thought we had the answer in the one Bobby Witt Jr. But then I found out that he's got a contract for 10, 11 years for a measly $280 million.
Yep.
What a schmuck. Who was his agent? Mr. Magoo?
Jeez. Oh, but Marty, what you're forgetting is, and thank you for the call, we appreciate it, and sorry about those black eyes, the guaranteed security that a young player like Witt, that he could get at this age, to me, BT, is more valuable than projecting down the road. Now, it's a risk. Obviously, some people say, hey, you know what? Soto was one. He said, you know what? I'm playing this out. I'm going to bet on me. But I also, like, put yourself in their shoes. You wouldn't want the guaranteed whatever it is that Witt got opposed to waiting 5-6 years, whatever it is?
I think it depends how I grew up. Now, his dad played in the bigs. He didn't make the money that his son's making.
But still.
So I'm sure he grew up fairly, you know, affluent. I'm actually looking at it. Would I wait until the age of 31 to have a player option, which is what he has, and then he's got a player option the next 4 years, and then it goes into the team option in his mid-30s? That doesn't seem incredibly appealing, but here's a thought. Maybe he likes Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's foreign for us to think that you could flourish and, you know, enjoy a lifestyle in St. Louis or Pittsburgh or Milwaukee or Kansas City.
What was the total of his deal? Total value?
But sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes you love it where you are. Let's see. So he goes through, I don't have the total, but he goes.
277, Hoff said.
There you go, Hoff.
I mean, so, it's $277 million.
He's going to make $8 million this year at the age of 25 in the middle of the diamond, stealing 50 bags, hitting 35 home runs, hitting 320. He's the best player in baseball.
Joe is calling from Massapequa Park. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. What's up?
Good. Just a couple points, if I may, guys. I haven't been this excited as a Mets fan since 98, was it, when we traded for Mike Piazza?
Yep.
I mean, that trade changed the franchise, and so has this this signing. And, guys, any Yankee fan that's calling up, giving this nonsense where they didn't want this player, it's too much money, blah, 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 save it, guys. You guys lost to the Mets on this one. You would have definitely accepted Juan Soto as a Yankee if he chose them. So So please, guys, stop with this
nonsense.
But
we know. You don't have to go at it.
One more point, guys.
Go ahead.
One more point. And listen, the Mets are not done by far. Somebody said it's an SNY last night. It might have been Todd Zeal, where you don't buy a BMW or a Mercedes if you can't afford the oil change or the tire rotation. Mm. The Mets are not done, guys. Steve Cohen did not spend $765 million to stop here. I'm telling you one thing. They're going to get an ace. They're going to sign P. Alonso. And they're going to get a few bullpen guys.
They need an ace. Thanks for the call. You disagree. The Mets need an ace. They absolutely need a horse atop the rotation.
I'm not going to disagree that they need one. I just wouldn't pay Burns to be that guy. Freed, I'd be open to. I want Manaea back. I feel comfortable with Manaea. I do think now, I think Manaea and Alonso are coming back for sure. Like, I felt that way before, but now after Soto, I think those are the next necessary pieces to happen here. I'd be okay with Manaea and Senga top the rotation. Obviously, if you could get Roki Sasaki, you would do that, but it's out of the Mets' control in certain ways, so you'd love, meaning that they can't just go off from the most money.
Yep.
But you'd love for that to be the case. I think the Mets will... They're going to build a team here. They're going to build a rotation. We may not love it, but they're going to build a rotation. They're going to build a bullpen. They're still going to build more players to that lineup. They've only just begun.
Yeah, well, I think so. I do think they need more pitching, and I do think the division's very good. The Dodgers are untouchable right now, so their path to the World Series to get that first one in 40 years is going to be very hard, but this is a massive step in the right direction. I like the analogy our last caller used about the oil and the
that. Smart.
Because that's what bothers me. If there's one thing that I got to zero in on with Hal, I'm good with the offer. He went further than I thought. Okay. But when you acquired him and you gave up, I mean, Michael King is really good. You gave up what, and you had to give up that to get Juan Soto because he's Juan Soto. He's 25 years old. But when you do that, you've got to understand either one, if you're not sure that you can pay whatever it might be that you're going to pay him, like now, talking about months ago when you or a year ago when you get him, then damn it, you got to go all in at the deadline. And you need a little more than Jazz Chisholm. Like, you should have gone bonkers, and they didn't. Now, even if they went bonkers, you know, who knows if they beat the Dodgers. Dodgers are just simply better. There's no way around it. But maybe it would have closed the gap. If Cortez doesn't pitch the first game and give up the... not to relitigate the World Series, but they didn't go all in after they got him. And it was a rental, and I'm confused at how they went about business in totality. That's what bothers me.
Twice over, they didn't go enough all in. They did it in the offseason. It was the same thing. Like, yeah, they got Soto, but then what? Verdugo and Stroman weren't enough. We said it at the time. They needed to build out that lineup. That was another mistake that Cashman made. I'm all for being aggressive and going to get Soto and hoping that the power of the pinstripe is going to lure him to take a hometown discount, even though they should have known better. Maybe they did, but what they could have done was go more all in the offseason, or to your point, BT, at the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They came up short, and now they lost them. And it's almost worst-case scenario for the Yankees every way you look at it. They made the trade, so they gave up valuable, controllable assets. They didn't win the World Series with Juan Soto, and they ended up losing him to the Mets. 0-3.
Sal, I think that there's, you know, whether it's the Walker thing, the Bregman thing, which I'm less interested in with Bregman. You know, I wish Adames was still out there. Obviously, the Bellinger is a trade, maybe first base center, whatever. Maybe go get a Corbin Burns, a Max Fried. There are definite ways to pivot. Guarantees nothing, but there's definitely a plan B. But understand, there's also a chance that the Yankees whiff on these guys.
Right.
And then what are you left with?
Well, already, like you said, Adames off the board.
Think about that.
Oh, they've got to get creative and maybe make a trade. Look, Cashman's going to try to build a team, but...
When was the last time he built the championship team? That's the problem.
Right, but I'm
okay with Hal right now, but Cashman trying to build this championship team, that's where my confidence erodes. Why would I have confidence? It's been 20 years almost.
The Yankees have bigger problems than just losing Juan Soto. I think this was just a kick in a you-know-what to really expedite the process of, hey, things may not be as rosy as they seem. We talked about this, BT, whether it's 2022 and their start to that year where everybody's like, oh, 98 Yankees, and we knew that they weren't that good. And
yeah, we were on the same page with
correct,
that.
Even though we weren't working together.
Yep.
And then they fall off in the second half of that year, and even though they beat the Guardians, Cash is like, wow, and Hal and Randy, like, yeah, we got to the ALCS. Yeah, but You got swept, and really, you overachieved that year. The following year, they don't make the postseason.
Josh got hurt, though. Yeah. I think they're a playoff team who doesn't get hurt. But
well,
still,
playoffs, yes.
It's still a one-man team.
Difference between the playoffs. And even this year, like, yeah, they got to the World Series. Okay, yeah, but look at the circumstances. Astros were out. Royals aren't very good. Cleveland, whatever. I'm not trying to minimize what they did, but if you look at the Yankees, at what they are,
uh-huh.
just hasn't been good enough. And now you're taking away their best clutch hitter, and they're at best, or worst, their second-best performer. I don't know how they're going to get a better team moving forward. There's a lot of work to do.
They better start now because time is ticking, and I do think that they were able to effectively juggle with the Zooms, with Freed and the Corbin Burns and the other stuff. But now you lost your main target. Now you better deliver the other ones. Multiple.
BT and Sal back on the fan on this historic day in New York sports where Juan Soto is coming to the New York Mets after spending a year with the Yankees. Good news, though, BT, for you and Yankee fans. Yankees apparently in on Tanner Scott. And then I'm seeing John Morosi report, Anthony Santander has strong interest from the AL East clubs that fell short on Juan Soto. Blue Jays, Red Sox, Yanks. So Santander had 44 homers last year.
Not interested. Career high.
Switch hitter. I mean,
not interested. Average fielder, average speed, not interested.
Now, I want the Mets to bring back Pete, and I think they will, but maybe Pete will be an option at first base for the Yankees. I mean, there's still ways to go.
I got my lineup. You want to hit real fast?
Is Alonso in it?
No.
No.
We were talking about this before the break. Like that
would
be.
Want Pete?
I do not want Pete Alonso. No, I don't want him under any circumstance. No chance. I want Pete. So first base.
Soto for Pete trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna.
Perceptually, you don't want Pete.
I don't want him. The perception doesn't really matter to me as much. Like, except the reality, and these are all things I've been on the record with, is that he's a heavy-footed, aging, right-handed hitting first baseman,
right.
Who doesn't go oppo that
Yankees,
much.
Yankees have Stanton and Judge.
They cornered the market on that a little bit. You know what I mean? All right, so I'll tell you real quick. Yes, we'll get back to the call. So first base, again, I don't know if this will happen. This will be optimal to me. First base, Christian Walker. Second base, Jazz. Shortstop, Volpe. Third base, Bregman. I would have preferred Adames, but he's gone. Left field, Dominguez. Center field, Bellinger. Right field, Judge. Wells, catcher, DH Stanton.
I like it. It's a nice, you know.
You got Pop. You got a
you
star.
You know what that is? It's a nice JV lineup.
Yeah, okay. Now, listen.
As I texted the big guy last night.
I saw that. Did he get back to you?
He did.
Oh, he did? What'd
he said, ha-ha, or whatever.
He did.
The varsity now resides in Queens. Mm-hmm. Been waiting for a long time. Hey, Mike, that pink Cadillac, it took 30 years. It finally ran out of gas. It's out of gas.
Hey, understand.
It's driving down the freeway in L.A. It is stalled out. King Cullen has delivered. The varsity BT is in Queens.
The crowd is heavy. Not every team can handle those expectations.
We're going to find out.
No, listen. Now you got to win. You have to win.
Can I do my lineup?
It's still about winning at this point, in case you guys forgot.
Lindor.
Yes, let me hear it.
Vientos.
You got to have Soto. Soto. Okay, God.
Yeah, I'm going to follow your lead
on
this one.
I like that. I didn't think you were going to do that. Good.
Yeah, Lindor, Vientos, Soto, Alonso.
Okay.
Nimmo. Eh. I mean, but as a
just
five
go.
Hitter.
Just go.
Where are we at here? Left
you going
field,
to the
first base. Alvarez. Alvi, big bounce back year for Alvi. Mm-hmm. Especially now the rapport with him and his guy Soto.
All right. In the 220. Go ahead.
This is fun.
Who's
I love this
seven?
Lineup.
Marte on his fourth year.
Soto, right. Hold up. We fill this out here.
McNeil.
Where am I missing? I don't know if I want McNeil. I guess they got DH. Yeah, whatever.
DH, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
McNeil is a possibility. I like Acuna myself. What positions am I missing?
By the way, I have not heard anything remotely
center field.
Connecting dots at the bottom of the third. I'm hearing a lot of like names, but what are you doing after the five
hole? So after Alvarez, right now, the way the roster is, I'm fine with McNeil if he's there.
Okay.
And then I could, you probably go Marte after that at DH.
Okay.
I'm talking about eight hitter. Mm-hmm. And then Acuna potentially in center. Or Siri. Now, again, if Siri's in a lineup, maybe. I just want to work Acuna in. Me, personally. I don't know if they will.
I understand.
So it's either at second. So let's say McNeil's then out of the mix, and then you have Acuna. You got to figure out that. But that's basically the gist of it. Lindor 1, Vientos 2, Soto 3, Alonso 4, Nimmo 5, Alvi 6, 7, 8, 9. Who cares?
You're going to care.
About, oh, I won't. No,
you're
no, no,
gonna
no, no.
Care.
Hey, they made it work with Iglesias last year. Hey, I mean, name the 7, 8, 9 that the Mets had last year. It's about the top of that order. And those four, Lindor, Vientos, Soto, Alonso, even Nimmo, throw him in there. And Alvy, BT, it is a loaded lineup.
Oh, yeah, it's loaded. It could be good. It could be. And it's obviously got a ton better with Soto, but there's still a lot of questions. You know that. Listen, looking at this division, forget about the Dodgers. Now, I do believe the Mets will make a move or two on the mound, and they have to. I still think they're the third best team. I honestly do. Like, I'm not
in
just saying
division?
That. In the division?
I don't know. How can you give the Phillies the nod after they beat them already last year, and now they have Soto?
I think the Phillies have a little more talent. I think the Phillies are going to do something here the next week or so. And I think the Braves will lose Max Fried, and the Braves don't historically spend a ton of money. Now it's a lot closer, clearly. I didn't, like last year, I thought the Mets might be on par with the Marlins. I mean, right. It's obviously a lot tighter, but like this assumption that the Mets just skyrocket to 96 wins, you guys got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand
but I trust the biggest piece is
undeniable. You guys got the
big rest of it's like, you know. The turkey's now made. You know what I'm saying? Like the steak, the filet mignon, whatever you want to call it, that's served. Now they just got to add the sides. A little cream spinach, a little mashed potatoes,
a little mushrooms.
A little mushroom, whatever you like.
Right.
They got the main courses all set up to go.
All right. You sure Pete's coming back?
I think he is, yeah. And even if he's not, so what? Yeah, they'll get somebody else. They'll get Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Oh,
maybe they'll get
back.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Could you imagine that?
Hey, in Stearns, I trust.
Well, as you should, but hold on. So, yes or no, Pete's back?
I do think he's back, yeah.
Alvarez going to hit more than 230?
Yeah, I do. I do think he bounces back.
You really want Marte to play?
No, but can I complain if he's the DH? He's better than Martinez was a year ago.
You really want McNeil to play?
No, but again, that's not... We're talking about 7-8-9 here.
Understood. I mean, the Dodgers 7-8-9 is pretty good.
Like, put it this way. I don't want McNeil to play, but if he had to...
Yeah.
He's fine. He's Jeff McNeil. He's all right. He was okay at the second half of last year.
Okay.
Play some second, play some outfield if needed. Like, that's easy to replace. And if not, Acuna seamlessly transitions there. Siri, you're forgetting about him. I know you talk about his 180.
No, he's got power. He can run. He's a great fielder.
A great defensive center fielder.
They have 175, Sal.
Right. Well, I don't care because they need a great defensive center fielder to now pair with Soto and Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. And he's got pop, so he could be dangerous. He's going to hit 7th or 8th.
Uh-huh. You know? Well, yeah, no. Listen, I get it. I know what he is. One more for you.
Yeah.
Saying you make 30 starts?
Yeah, I think around that. Well, he probably doesn't make 30 because they're going to, I think, go with a 6-man rotation.
You think so? For the whole season?
If not,
really?
Like all the time, I think that's the way the sport is going.
Okay.
And by the way, look at the way the Mets are structured now with Holmes, you know,
Peterson's
with Montas. Like,
McGill.
But they have so Senga is a guy who's better with extra rest. Holmes is a guy who they're converting from reliever to starter. Like, the Mets might have a better... And they might think, okay, well, we're not going to go big, but we're going to get good quantity in the starting rotation. Therefore, they have a 6-man rotation. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but.
This will be fun. Quick answer. Right now, the Mets feel like a what-win team. Without it, right now.
I mean, right now, I feel?
Yeah, how many wins do you think the Mets won? Like, what do they feel like?
Give you like a total?
89, 95. Like, yeah, just a number of the season.
I'm going to guess.
What do they feel like?
To me? Right now.
Without Mania, like
no
right now.
No anticipating?
No anticipation. What you have right now is what you have.
98-ish.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. What do the Yankees feel like?
Yankees? You don't want me to really answer what they feel
no,
like.
No, listen,
right?
I'm not saying it's glorious. Yeah. They got a ton of things to do here. I'll at least give you
84.
Okay. I would say that right now the Mets feel like an 90 yeah. win team. Yeah.
90s, realistically low 90s.
Just because I think they really need more pitching. And the Yankees feel like right now, again, that's the premise, right now, 83, 85. I mean, I can't position anything other than that.
Yeah.
They got five scrubs right now and playing the everyday lineup. Mm-hmm. A lot of question marks.
David is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, David?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave. What's happening?
Well, I was a Yankee fan. I'm very happy the Yankees didn't get Soto. BT, okay. You should be happy, too.
When I'm Soto understanding was with the I wouldn't say happy, but go ahead.
Well, when Soto was with the Washington Nationals, he was half the size he is now. It's very, very obvious the guy's a juicer.
He's
going to be just like Robbie Cano. He's going to get the big money. He's going to stop taking the steroids. He had the most home runs this year he ever had. And once he stops taking the steroids, he's going to lose weight and he's going to get a lot of injuries, and that's going to be an albatross around there.
Well, he had Judge behind him in a 314-foot wall, and I know he hits the other way a lot, but Dave, of all the things that we've come on, man, you're going to say he's on steroids today?
Look at his body when he was with the Washington. Look at he's twice the size. His legs, his body.
All right.
I understand, but when I first saw him with San Diego, I was like shocked. What the hell is this? The guy, you don't even recognize him. He's twice the size.
It's called becoming a man.
Yeah. Look
instead
at
a kid.
Look at Judge's
body.
No.
I don't want to hear about that.
If we're going to play this game, Judge is doing something that no player in the history of the sport has ever done before.
I agree with that.
Oh, well, I'm not accusing him. Okay, well, at least you're being fair, and thank you for the call. I mean, that's ridiculous, though. We don't know.
Trust anybody, Dave.
If it came out, BT, would you be stunned? I mean, I guess we
nothing
can't
would
be,
stun me anymore.
Okay, right. We can't be naive to it, but come on.
Judge would surprise me because he seems to be very, I mean, not that religious people don't cheat, but his, and I'm not saying Juan's character's not amazing, but I'm much more familiar with Aaron Judge's character, or at least the character that he reveals for us. If it came out tomorrow, Judge took steroids, I would be about as stunned as I could be with any pro athlete now. I really would be with Judge.
I would be more stunned about the steroid stuff with Soto and Judge, whatever. I'm just talking about Soto specifically. Than I would, if something came out about his age and he wasn't really 26. Like, that maybe would be less stunning to me.
Meaning it's more believable that he could be a year or two or older than he's on the juice.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
And again, who knows? We don't know.
We don't know. There's always ways to circumvent with masking agents. And as it goes, you know, generally athletes or those who do this are a step ahead of the doctors and the chemists. And just when you think you're shored up, whether it's the language in terms of how you test and what you test for, there's always a way to get on the street and find something. So I rule nothing out because we learned our lesson.
Yeah.
But if you just think that, I mean, how do you have any faith in anything that's good? Juan Soto's just an amazing hitter.
Also, don't you think both the Mets and Yankees, who, even though the Yankees didn't get him, offered a significant amount of money in contract, don't you think when you're investing that much money in somebody, you're doing everything in your power, your background check, these different, I have a hard time believing. And back in the day, people knew. The Yankees had an inkling about Cano when
that's
he left for Seattle.
Really why they let him go.
So you're telling me that you don't that the Mets and Yankees who are going to invest $15, $16, $770 million, whatever it may be, the bonus and all that stuff in a player, they're not going to have an idea if he's been juicing at any point in his career?
I'm with you. I understand. Some Yankee fans are raw today. That's a tough take.
That's a tough sell, Dave.
I don't understand. What are you leaning on?
It's tough.
That he's a juice head?
It's a tough day. You're trying to look to justify it.
Well, I'm not justifying anything. Yeah. How lost his star player to Cohen?
That's it.
There is no justification. Mets won. Yankees nothing today.
That's it.
Period.
That's it.
No, I get it.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking, obviously, Juan Soto. As much as I do believe it, I believed it was going to happen, The thought of it becoming a reality that Juan Soto will be introduced as a man. And by the way, Mike Puma said that they expect it to happen, the introduction to happen at some point when the winter meetings conclude, which I guess happens Wednesday. So you'd expect later in the week. But the idea of even seeing Juan Soto address the media in a Mets jersey and hat, the idea of Juan Soto stepping into the batter's box as a Met, like, the fun has only just begun, BT. Again, the results, we know what they need to happen, all that stuff. But, man, this is just a fun moment for Met fans to enjoy the offseason, get the big fish, enjoy that Christmas present, whatever you want to say. But knowing that the fun is just really about to begin, because you're going to get a chance to watch him every single night in your uniform.
Yep.
Going against the Yankees, against the Braves, against the Dodgers, Juan Soto is going to be a New York Met.
Yeah, the fun begins, the pressure begins, which is what you guys want, which is what you guys, what you, you know, as you verbalize your desperation to shed that JV status over the years, this is what you want. And when you have a guy like Soto and the, you know, now the Sunday night games, you'll have more of those and, you know, it's just going to be more tension. More scrutiny. Now it's not like, all right, well, let's see. Is there 17,000 there on a Tuesday night, or 35 or 40,000 like there used to be, or there is in the Bronx pretty much every night? These are things that will be scrutinized now and won't be cast aside as, well, it's the Mets. No, now it's everything changes as it should. Now, I think he's the biggest villain. I think he's the biggest Yankee villain now of all time. I really, when he digs in, I really do. When he digs in to his first at-bat in the Bronx, it is going to sound, especially if the Yankees are struggling as a team, and even if they're not, but if they are and the Mets are just popping out of the chute and Soto's hitting three whatever with, you know, an OPS of 1,000 early on, that is going to sound venomous as even like almost, I think, like worse than Reggie Miller.
Right.
I think it's going to be all-time different.
The pain that Juan Soto has given to Yankee fans today, like the joy that he's given the Mets fans is something that we haven't experienced before. Forget about a World Series, but you know, a lot of Met fans, even if you did experience that, you're old or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about just in general, not a World Series winning. The joy that Juan Soto has given the Met fans, well, just as much the opposite side of that, that's the pain that he's given the Yankee fans, a pain that they have not really felt before. Like, what's the worst pain that you've endured as a fan? Losing the 0-3?
Myself.
The 2004 3-0 lead?
Just me? Yeah. Well, honestly, no, that's the obvious answer, and I think for many it's the right answer. To me, when Griffey scored from first base on Edgar's double down a left field line, Game 5, Kingdome, Donnie's final game, nothing will ever touch that.
Okay.
Because I knew it was over.
Even
for Mattingly.
Even the 3-0 lead?
Mattingly, I cannot express how much I loved him.
All
you
right.
know that.
And obviously those are things that happen on the field, but off the field, mm-hmm. off season, have you ever felt?
No, not like this. And use the word pain. It's not pain for me. It's more of a reality that I probably embrace more than other Yankee fans who are younger, who, now again, I know it's been since 2009, but you know, we've talked about this, I don't want to be repetitive, but like the lean years that I went through as a Yankee fan as a kid probably conditioned me and hardened me to understand, oh yeah, that's right, there is another side of the coin. Granted, it hasn't flipped on the tail side for a while, but I remember what it was like growing up when the Mets did own the town for a couple of years and the Yankees didn't win. So that's why 96 meant so much to me, because it was the first championship that I really saw. And I think that it's less pain and more the reality that
right.
it's flipped. It's flipped. Now, again, you guys got to win.
Yeah.
But it's flipped in a way that even me as a non, like I'm not an, I don't think I'm an arrogant, like we have fun. I think I'm very rooted in the reality of what the Yankees have been and what they were. And I think I am. But this to me is still a stunner. Not that the Mets couldn't beat the Yankees in the World Series, that anything's possible, but that they took Soto?
Yeah.
That's different
I
stuff.
I think, like you said, they have to win, sure, but what has been knocked down, and it's something that as a Met fan I've had to endure my entire life when it came to the Yankee stuff, especially when the Subway Series started in 1997, the one thing now that has been knocked off the table is that arrogance. There's an arrogance with the Yankees fan that cannot be any longer. That arrogance, you know what has been served by King Cohen at the coronation? Humble pie. Hey, BT, we have Chaz Palminteri on the line. Chaz, a big Yankee fan. And Chaz, I think last time you were on with us, you were pretty confident in saying that Soto was going to remain with the Yankees. Well, how you feeling today, Chaz?
I'm feeling great. I'm okay.
Yeah, boy.
And that guy that just got off the phone? Oh, yes. No, we didn't lose our arrogance. Let me straighten him right out right now if you're still listening, brother. No, we didn't lose our arrogance. Here's what I think. All right, we get three players. Like you guys talked about, that's why I woke up this morning. I said, all right, we get Walker on first. We get Bregman on third. I said, we get the outfield, we get Chris Burns, we'll try it. And first I got to say, props to Brian Cashman, and I give them my props, and to Hal. They tried. But you know what? If they would have went up to 800, Steve would have won $50 million more. Mm. It wouldn't have mattered. It really wouldn't have mattered. So they tried. They gave it that shot.
Yep.
I love those guys, but they tried. But now...
I'm looking at my lineup. Jazz, I got to ask you something. Hold on. We love you. And I know you love the station. I know you love
I
the
I love Yankees. The station.
I know you do. And you're the best, right? Today is not the day... You're not going to like what I'm going to say, buddy. Mm. This is not the day to hand out props to the Yankees. Even as a Yankee fan, I got to correct you and check you on that. We're giving out props
for
trying.
There was no way they could have got this guy. No way. There's no way. Steve Cohen would have went, whatever it was, 25 more, 50 more. There was no way they could have got him. I believe that. He was not letting this guy go. He wasn't.
Right. That's because the Mets have the better owner. The deeper pockets, Chaz. The Mets have now taken over this town from the Yankees.
Hey, I got a Bronx tale for you, Chaz.
I got a Bronx tale for you, Chaz.
Listen, brother, you got it. You won today, and that's okay.
Uh-huh.
And I understand. But this is the – let me tell you something. The Yankees is a tradition forever.
That's right.
Ruth, Derek, Jeter, everybody. Okay, I'm sorry. They'll always be the stepchild of the Yankees. Always.
No. Yes. Chaz, that is changed.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, my Met lover. Let me tell you something. Just so you know this. I guarantee you Soto's numbers go down from what he just did with the Yankees. I guarantee it. You hear what I just said? And I will call you at the end of the year. Mm. His numbers will go down. He doesn't have Judge behind him. He doesn't have that short right porch. He's got a bigger ballpark. Okay, let's see what happens. Look, is he one of a generation player? Absolutely. Could he have the best on-base percentage maybe at the end of his lifetime that anybody ever had? Absolutely. He's that great. Are the Yankees better with him? Absolutely. No. You got yourselves a great, great player. But you know what? Nobody's indispensable. Nobody. It's okay. We'll be fine. If we get Chris Burns, if we get Walker, if we get Bregman, I'll give you one more. Are you going to laugh at this? I know you are. You're going to make fun of me.
Right.
The Angels are looking to get rid of Trout.
Yeah,
we need a center fielder.
Go bring Trout in, Chaz.
Chaz, you're not exciting me today, buddy. Giving out props to Cashman and bringing a banged up Mike Trout with a gazillion years to go.
Mike Trout, let's have a talk with Mike Trout. Why not? Let's have a talk with Mike Trout. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but you have to remember. You came second. You'll always be second.
Chaz.
That's it.
Chaz.
Yes.
Not today, my friend. And thank you for
not
the call.
Today.
Not today. We're not second. Oh, Bronx Tale Chaz with a sad ending for the Yankees. Queens is the place to be. Queens is now in, Chaz. Today, King Cohen reigns supreme. There is no second-class citizen from the Mets' perspective. The Yankees today, Chaz, have to take the L. You know that. Come on.
Stepchild, always be the stepchild. Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, think of that. Always be the stepchild. Always. Who do you have?
Juan.
Who do you have?
Soto.
You got Tom Seaver?
Juan.
Tom Seaver?
Great. Soto.
Okay.
Chaz, take the L, will
you? Chaz, come on, man.
Take
the L. Let me tell you something. Watch next year. Let's see. You'll never beat the Dodgers. Never. Remember that.
That's right. I'm going to enjoy watching, Chaz. I'm going to enjoy watching Juan Soto as a New York Met.
And just
this
news
year,
for you,
next year,
Juan
15
Soto,
years.
Juan Soto was 3 years older than he says. How's that?
Oh, Chaz, sour grapes.
No way, sour grapes. Albert Pujols.
Yeah.
They found out later was 3 years older. Okay, listen, I'm feeling great.
For now, get back to me in April when the Yankees fill the lineup. That's the B team. You're the B team now, Chaz. B team.
Oh, boy.
B team in the Bronx.
Am I going to get on you? Let me tell you something. I am coming back. All the listeners out there, I'm coming back, and I'm going to speak to you, and we'll see.
Thank you, Chaz.
Attaboy, Chaz. Thank you very much.
Bye. He's real in BT. Come on, that's your brethren there.
You know, I love him.
You're standing strong today.
I'm going to get a little separation from some of the things that Chaz just said. That doesn't excite me today. hanging the hat on the DiMaggios and the Ruths and the Garricks and the Mantles. Number one, I didn't see any of them. I revere them all. But today, that means nothing. Honestly, I don't know what that, but what does that mean? Now, do I think that Soto's numbers, these are all things we'll talk about, you know, obviously the next couple of days and follow throughout the season. Do I think he hits 41 home runs? I don't. I think there's maybe right. a slight downtick. Do I think he could be older? Yeah, but I even thought that before. You know, I wanted the Yankees to retain him, so I can't go nuts with that. I've talked about his defense, talked about his base running. I think 15 years is ridiculous. I think that, you know, those last 5 or 6 years, like every other big contract, will be very lamentable. But the difference is that Cohen, provided he still owns the team, and I would imagine he would, is going to have the pockets to absorb anything. I mean, so I just, I can't, whether it's Chaz or somebody else, I cannot latch on to stuff that is in the past.
I love
not
Chaz.
Not today.
Chaz Palminteri, of course, been calling the station a long time, great actor, all those different things. Mm-hmm. I love him. But I have an idea for him. The story of Juan Soto, a Bronx fail. Take the L, Chaz, and keep it moving. But thanks for the call. BT and Sal on the Fan will come back and reset hit you with the king topic of the day, a coronation in Queens.